This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times morning briefing on Friday the 19th of April. Iranian state media says it shot down three drones over Isfahan with explosions heard near the city's international airport. It's thought Israel is behind the attack in retaliation for Iran's aerial bombardment against it earlier this month. Foreign policy analyst Armen Kurdian says it's a worrying escalation in the Middle East.
We probably have not seen the last of this Israeli response. This could be the first stage, another response. I hope it isn't. I feel that we are on the precipice. It's very precarious of where we are in terms of this perhaps winding down or widening and escalating rather quickly.
Meanwhile, the United States has vetoed a Palestinian request for full membership of the United Nations at a Security Council vote.
The result of the vote is as follows. 12 votes in favor, one vote against, two abstentions. The draft resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the Council.
Britain and Switzerland abstained while the remaining 12 Council members voted yes. The UK's permanent representative to the UN, Dame Barbara Woodward, says the priority is fixing the immediate crisis in Gaza.
Israeli hostages remain in captivity. Ensuring Hamas is no longer in charge of Gaza and removing Hamas capacity to launch attacks against Israel are essential and unavoidable steps on the road to lasting peace.
The SNP has been urged to cooperate with a police investigation into the party's finances after its former chief executive was charged. Peter Morrell, husband of former First Minister Nicola Sturgeon, is charged in connection with the embezzlement of funds. Rishi Sunak is promising to end what he calls Britain's sick note culture by possibly stripping GPs of the right to issue them. The Prime Minister believes people are being too readily written off as unfit for work, especially when it comes to mental health concerns. Political commentator Benedict Spence says Mr. Sunak is also keen to address the record 2.8 million people who are off work with long-term sickness.
As we're often told, talking about mental health, making it better, sometimes it can have a mimetic effect and it can actually make it worse. And that's exacerbated by things like social media. It seems to be almost the idea that as more and more people get in touch with different symptoms, different ideas of what mental ill health might entail, more and more people are sort of coming down with it.
In a speech today, the Prime Minister will pledge a new welfare settlement to tackle what he says is an unsustainable rise in benefit spending. And it's claimed 24% of 5 to 7-year-olds now own a smartphone, with 38% using social media platforms such as TikTok and WhatsApp. That's despite the age limit being 13. Ofcom says more than a third of parents it surveyed allowed their children to have an account. You can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Hi, I'm Jane Garvey.
And I'm Fee Glover.
Off Air with Jane and Fee is going live.
We are taking to the stage at the amazing Crucible Theatre in Sheffield on Friday, the 31st of May.
It'll be a night full of surprises. We'll have a special guest, we'll involve you in the audience, and we'll embarrass ourselves. You really won't want to miss it.
Well, the surprise is we don't yet know what's in it, so it genuinely is a night of surprises.
Well, you've surprised me already. It's not just us. Our live show is part of an exciting new podcast festival called Crosswires, which is taking place in some really amazing venues across Sheffield from the 31st of May to the 2nd of June.
So other podcasters that you'll be able to see include Katie Price, Catherine Ryan, Ramesh Ranganathan, and the original Adam Buxton. But there's also a whole host of free fringe events, family shows, surprise acts, and after parties that Jane and I haven't yet been invited to.
I'm sure it's only a matter of time. Head to crosswires.live for tickets and more information.